Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Yo, welcome to Ask Stassi. You guys, I'm having one of those days, you know, those days that I keep talking about where it's just like everything is going wrong and I'm so overwhelmed. And I just drove home as quickly as I could to do this 30-minute podcast and then go straight back to work. It's like one of those days. It's like one of those days where like everything just like kind of annoys you because everything's going wrong. Like this morning I had brunch and it wasn't even brunch because like I had to quickly go. It was like breakfast and it was a meal that's like an avocado, and inside the avocado is like a poached egg, and then that avocado is wrapped in bacon. Don't judge. It's like one of my favorite breakfasts ever. And the bacon was like kind of soggy. It wasn't crispy. And it kind of just like started the day off weird. Do you know what I mean? Like, why? Like, I've been looking forward to this breakfast. I haven't been to this place in a really long time. And I just like love the crispy bacon on the outside of the avocado. And I don't even really want to eat it because it's like soft. It's like my body nowadays. Like, that's how I feel about the bacon. Like, I wish my body was like crispy bacon. Hard as a motherfucker. That's really not why I'm having a bad day. I've been planning this party for, or helping plan a party for somebody, and it's tomorrow. And it's like the most overwhelming thing ever. It's fun, but really overwhelming. I didn't realize like how much goes into like party planning and with work and everything else. And then the holiday. So no one was doing anything yesterday. We couldn't work on anything, whatever. It's like been confusing. We've all been working. Then we get a 3-day weekend and it feels like it was only like 3 hours. Like, it's just all very overwhelming. And I finally was told, oh, I'm going to have off today. So I'm like, perfect. I'll schedule my podcast thing in the studio so I can interview Craig from Southern Charm and Chad from The Bachelorette. Should I get started on that right now? Over the weekend, I got tweets from you guys being like, I'm watching Chad's Snapchat and he's saying he's not going to do your podcast. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Because he wrote my podcast person back and said, yes, I will be in LA next week and I would love to. So I told her Tuesday I have off. I have off in the morning. I'll be able to do it then. We asked him 3 more times. He never got back to us, never said anything. And then I heard that he's going on Snapchat and saying that he's not going to do it. Then I heard 2 different like things about it, that either he said he's not going to do it unless Jax Taylor does it with him. Okay, you don't know each other. Like, what does that even mean? Like, why? Like, that is the most random thing I've ever heard. And then the other thing I heard was that the Bachelor people won't let him do it. So I really don't know. But Chad, you could have had the decency to like write my coworker back and let us know, because doing a podcast is a job. It's not just like, oh, hey, like I think I'll just like do this for funsies. It's not. And I have to ask off work in order to do my podcast, my other job in order to do my podcast. So there's a lot that goes into it. Then we have to schedule a studio. Then we have to time it all. And then we're dealing with so many different factors and variables and so many different people that are working on this one thing, that if you just don't respond, there's like zero respect. And Chad, I thought you were better than that. I legit thought, I mean, is he just like scared because I'm like really hard on people and I'm hard on like the Bachelorette dudes? I thought if one person can handle being on my podcast, one Bachelorette dude, it was him. I thought that he'd have a sense of humor about people giving him a hard time, and gotta say, kind of disappointed. I also then was like, fine, I'm just going to interview Craig. Craig had to reschedule. Craig, it's okay. Thank you for responding. So I appreciate that. So my whole morning was just like put off. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I don't have either of the two people I was supposed to interview for my podcast. That went wrong. So I guess I'm just going to go on my day and do all the party planning things I need to go on. And then, oh, last minute call. We need you to like come into and we need you to go to work like in 2 hours. Well, I can't really go in 2 hours because I just rescheduled my whole entire day because I was told that I was off. Now I have to do my podcast. I don't even know what's up from what's down. I'm overwhelmed. It's making me sweat and have high blood pressure. And trust me, I know I'm being a brat. I'm like annoying myself with like all of my complaining. I'm annoying myself. I was driving in my car on these conference calls. I missed the first conference call and I feel so bad for that. I feel like I can't get it together. I need a scheduler I need a schedule for my schedule because I'm really bad I make to-do lists all day long. I love to-do lists. It's like one of my favorite things. Just like scratching something off is like my favorite in the whole world. It's not even like I don't feel a sense of accomplishment from actually like doing one of the tasks that's on my to-do list. I feel the sense of accomplishment once I actually scratch it off my list. It's just like the act of taking my pen and like scratching it. It's like, is there like a better feeling than that? So yeah, I make to-do lists all day long and I have a schedule, but for some reason, I just realized this about myself. I have three different planners, one on my computer, one on my phone, and one in just like my notebook that I carry around everywhere. So that makes zero sense because I have different things scheduled on each different schedule. So like I'm the worst scheduler. I need help with that. So yeah, it's like I had soggy bacon. And then Chad and Trad canceled without telling me. And Craig had to reschedule. So I'm like, guess I'm just going to go do a stream of consciousness podcast again before I have to go to work. I haven't gotten ready for work. So I look like shit. So I'm going to look like shit going in because I have zero time to make myself look attractive. I don't know. Oh, and I ordered these shoes that I've been wanting for so long. And last Tuesday, I got like one of the FedEx notes on my door and it said, we will have another attempt. So I'm like, perfect. And like, I signed it and like, I put it on my door being like, if I'm not home, you can drop it here. They never made another attempt. That little thing is that like FedEx thing is still on my door. So it's like a week later. So I look at it and I'm like, maybe I should just go to the FedEx office. And I see that it's in Culver City. I'm like, that's fun. That'll be like a fun trip. Culver City. Again, I sound really jaded because Culver City is only like 5 miles away, I feel like, but it just takes forever to get there. And I was talking to Rachel and Rachel was looking at it and trying to look it up online. She's like, I don't think it's at Culver City. I think you should call and figure it out. And I'm like, you know what? This is really annoying. Like, there's a specific day I expect to get my packages. Like, I do rush order all the time. Like, I don't even know what I order. It's not even like, first of all, I know I'm addicted to online shopping. But like the whole reason, like the whole fun of it is like getting your package like when you want it to get it. Sometimes I don't even know what's in the package. I don't even know what I ordered. It's not about what I ordered. It's about clicking complete the purchase. That's what it's about. It's about clicking my PayPal and being like, yep, complete the purchase. And then getting that notification being like, thank you. Your purchase has just been processed. And I'm like, oh, such a good feeling. It's just like when I scratch something off on my to-do list. Like if things don't come on time, like if a package doesn't come on time, I don't care about what it is anymore. You know what I mean? Like now the shoes that I wanted so bad, it's like, fuck, FedEx man, give them to your wife. Like at this point, like the fun's over. If I have to drive all the way out to Culver City to get them, it's like the fun is over. Like, what's the point? If I don't get the package like the day that it said it was going to come, it might as well be poisoned in a fucking box because I'm over it. Don't people know that we online shop for the rush of ordering, not for the actual clothes? Hello. It's called an addiction. Ugh. I really do online shop like way too much. I honestly feel like I could be like a hoarder on the down low. Because if you were to come into my apartment, like just about every centimeter is like covered. Like there's no more wall space. So I definitely can't buy any more artwork. I can't buy one more chair or one more piece of furniture because there's nowhere to put anything. I can't buy a little trinket, you know, like, you know, trinkets that you put on tables, because kind of feel like I have too much. Candles and what are those called? Those little smell things, diffuser kind of things. I have way too many of those to the point where I'm like hoarding my candles in like my cabinets and like drawers and like random places I can fit them. I have a problem, so I really shouldn't be online shopping anymore. I'm giving clothes away now because I don't have any room for it in my closet. I'm giving shoes away because I don't have any room for it. I feel like I'm slowly, like, the walls are caving in on me just with stuff, you know? So yes, it's one of those days. It's like one of those days where you have soggy bacon in the morning and your package was supposed to come by noon and it never did. So it's like, cool. Whoever wants to open it, like, and keep it for themselves. I'm going to see, like, the post office lady come up in those new shoes soon because it's like, fuck it. I don't want it anymore. People are canceling on me. Then, like, my bosses are calling me, telling me I need to go to work for 3 hours. And I look like shit because I didn't shower today and I have zero time to shower today. And I know my podcast bosses are mad at me too, probably, because this one is late again. And I'm doing my best. Seriously. I swear. I hope everyone... I'm going to stop complaining. Maybe. I'm going to stop complaining for like 5 minutes. I hope everyone had a really good weekend. I did, since I had 3 days off. I decided that I wasn't going to do anything. Meaning, like, I'm not going to go to the beach. I'm not going to go up to Lake Arrowhead and go on the boat with my family. I'm not gonna go on a vacation. I'm not gonna do anything that requires like getting in vehicles, pretty much, because I'm really sick of traffic. Like, I'm over it. And July 4th traffic is the worst. And I didn't want to leave my dogs because when the fireworks are going off, it scares them. So I obviously got in a car because I didn't like stay in my apartment the whole entire weekend. But I didn't like go places that were far. Like, I wanted to go up to Lake Arrowhead with my mom and go on her boat, but she invited all of her friends, and I just didn't really feel like socializing. So I went to Universal Studios on Friday, and I finally got to see the Harry Potter land. Ugh, it was so cool. And then basically, like, I saw scary movies, like, the whole rest of the weekend. But that was really fun, too, because it's, like, my favorite thing to do. Oh, I also made my plated meals. I'm going to tell you my favorite one. It was the redfish, and it had, like, some kind of crust on it. It was, like, really, really good. Like, that you mixed, like, mustard and breadcrumbs. And I ate it late at night, so I didn't feel that bad because it's not like ordering Taco Bell. It was, like, healthy. I didn't even mean to, like, go into it like that, but, like, for real, like, I did do that late at night and made my plated redfish. But if you don't know what plated is, go to plated.com because you can order chef designed meals that come to your door in an insulated box. So, like, all the ingredients are there. And basically, okay, I'm going to back up. I'm lazy and I'm not a good cook and I don't have time to go to the grocery store or look up recipes on Pinterest and stuff, like, just takes too much time. But I also like to try to cook and I like a home cooked meal. So that is why I love Plated, because when I go to their website, I can scroll through all the different meals that they have and they change every single week. And I pick my favorite ones and I say how many people I want to cook it for and order it. And it comes like right to my door the day that I want it to come. So say I'm having a dinner party for 4 people. Well, I don't know how to cook for 4 people. So I go to plated.com, click whatever meal I want, click 4 people, and it takes less than 45 minutes. I'm telling you, every meal that I've made takes less than 45 minutes. And it's so easy. And everything is so fresh because the box is insulated. And everything is, like, pre-portioned, so you don't have to, like, worry about measuring shit and all of that stuff. It's just really easy for, I feel like, our generation. But if you go to plated.com/Stassi, you get a free dinner for 2 with your first purchase. Yeah. So that's like, I say this all the time. An extra, I'm basically like paying for you to, for your dinner one night. That's how I look at it. Giving you a free dinner for two with your first purchase. So that's plated.com/Stassi and make that shit happen, you know? I'm still really ticked off about this Chad situation. Like, well, first of all, you know what was the worst? That Southern Charm and Bachelorette wasn't on, they weren't on July 4th on Monday. So I was like, fuck. Like, what am I supposed, what? I said I wasn't going to go out of town and now I can't even watch my shows. It was just like such a bummer. And now that Game of Thrones is over, like Sundays blow. I heard of this new show called Outcast. Tweet me if you've seen it. My brother said that I would really like it. And if you're into scary stuff, that you would like it, that any of you guys who are into scary stuff would like it too. It's like, I guess, scarier than Walking Dead or something like that. So I really want to try it. I'm trying to figure out new shows to watch. But yeah, I just feel like these like bachelors need to be like taught a lesson. You can't cancel on people without telling them. And why are you Snapchatting? And also, if you go to chat, if you go to Chad's Instagram, he like hashtags pump rules. What? When did you? Is there something I don't know? Like, is something going on that I'm not aware of? When did he all of a sudden become besties with Jax? Did he even, does he even know who that is? Like, it's all so weird. But speaking of Jax, yes, the podcast, the main podcast I put out this week is going to be with Jax Taylor. Now, before you start judging me, I've already been judging myself. Okay. It took me a while to decide whether this was okay. And you'll listen to it. And if you're interested, you'll hear, I really feel like I was selling my soul. You know what I mean? By having him on my podcast, but the purpose of it just seemed so right. So many of you guys asked me questions about relationships and about whether your boyfriend is being shady or if he has cheated or like all of that stuff. Like, that is a common theme with most of the questions that I get from you guys. And I thought about having a relationship expert come on my podcast and kind of give advice, but that's been done. You know, I just feel like, what, some dude who's never done anything wrong in his relationship and his life, like, comes on and gives us advice. And like, I feel like it's like false hope, you know? I just don't know if I like subscribe to that. So I thought, what if we like, what if I have one of the worst boyfriends in the history of the world come on my podcast and he can kind of give us advice as to like what goes through someone's mind when they make these awful decisions, when they cheat or when they steal or when they lie, and like, how can we all spot that? You know, I also made him take a sociopath quiz on the podcast. So you're going to, yeah, get ready for that. It's really funny. It's really entertaining. So please, please tune in for that. He was a good sport about everything. So I really appreciated that. And then, but to tie back to Chad and like all of Southern Charm and all that, and then I just realized I was like on a Twitter thing. What's that called? Twitter. Like when there's like people writing and then your name is still like in it. I don't know what that's called. With Chad, Jax, and Shep from Southern Charm. I feel like I'm in like an alternate universe. Shep. Can somebody tell Shep that I want him on my podcast? That like, I feel like he could be like a good drinking buddy. You know what I mean? Yeah, I definitely want that to happen. I mean, I eventually want to interview all of the Southern Charm people. I'm really excited for the second half of the reunion. If this podcast is boring, I'm sorry. But I thought I was going to be interviewing two people today. So, yeah. I might even cut this short just because I have to, like, kind of try and get ready. Or maybe I'll just, like, stop here and come back to it in, like, a few minutes. I think that's what I'll do.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it. talking pop culture, reality TV, celebrity gossip, relationships, and more. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, so I said I was going to come back, and for a second I thought I wasn't going to. I thought I was maybe going to like turn in this 20 minutes that I had. And I have talked about how like it was like kind of a shitty day. It like wasn't the best. And I've been sitting here late at night thinking about, well, I don't know. Do I just turn in that 20 minutes or do like I really like finish it? Because I love my Khaleesi's. And I really wanted to explain and or at least like finish up on what I was talking about. Sometimes life gets involved, and I've been talking about, you know, the soggy bacon and, I don't know, Chad canceling or, my shoes that I ordered not coming in when I thought it was going to come in. And I'm like really frustrated. And when I find out, I have a day off, or last minute I find out that I have a night off, I'm able to make plans with friends that I don't get to see very often, or family members that I don't get to see very often. In particular, Kingston's mama, Jen. And so I don't regret not being able to like full on finish this podcast in the way that I should. And you know what? I've sat here for the year and a half that I've done this podcast, and thought, okay, what makes it work and what makes it not work? And what are the things that people like about it? Or, you know, what are people like wanting me to shut up about? And the one thing that I feel like is good about my podcast and what I really want everybody to get from it is the fact that it's like real. It's real life. And this podcast that I just did today is like more real than any other one that I ever did. Because when I sit here struggling with it, and I sit here trying to figure out what to do, and Luda is licking my leg in my bedroom, and I'm struggling with the fact that people canceled on me today. And then I got called into work, and I already had the pressures of doing other things. And then I knew I was going out with one of my best friends tonight, because I don't get a chance to see her very often because she's a child, and it's just not ideal. You know, I feel like that's what's real, and that's what's really fun. And yeah, Luda's sitting here wishing all my Khaleesi's like a good night. So thank you guys for listening. I'm sorry this is a short podcast, but I feel like this is like really real and honest. And honestly, tune into the next one. It'll be even better. Bye, guys.